Well, it is a very dangerous situation. And yes, indeed, I have also gathered that the Minister of Petroleum, Port Kang, was arrested. The Chief of Defense Forces of SPLA-IO was also arrested and some of his forces disarmed. We gather that the house of the first vice president, Dr. Riek Machar-Tiny, is now surrounded by heavy force. These are indeed movements that are reminiscent of things that have happened in the past to the detriment of the country. And so we are alarmed that these are happening yet again, despite the rapprochement that has happened over the last few years between IO and the government. So nothing really to predict, but people are alarmed that this could be a repeat of some events that have taken place in the past, which eventually led to a breakdown and an all-out civil war coming. So a lot of people are saying, yes, the situation remains under control, according to the government spokesperson, Michael McQuay, but everybody else is seeing that there is no such thing as the situation being under control.
Talking of past events, the rivalry between Riek Machar and President Salva Kiir in the past has exploded into civil war. Do you see the two coming to an understanding this time and avoiding more conflict?
One would have wished that was the case. And so Riek Machar has been issuing statements requesting to meet with the president. And this request is being downplayed by the government, sometimes even described as being disrespectful and unprocedural for the vice president to write publicly to the president when they are both in the presidency. But we don't know whether the situation has reached a point where people have really already drawn their boundaries and are in a confrontational mode, or whether some moments of reasoning will come through. We hope the latter. We really hope that the president and the vice president will seek to sit down and discuss whatever disagreements are. You will recall that the states that are in turmoil at the moment, the state of Upper Nile, which is where Nasser and Ulang counties are, which are the areas where the fighting has taken place, and then the state of Western Bahr el-Ghazal and the state of Western Equatoria are the governors, the state governors in all the three were under the SPLM-IO. So that these places are in turmoil is not accidental. And it seems to be driving in that direction where the government has already decided that enough is enough and they are going to apprehend the IO and which in essence is dismantling of the peace agreement, which created the government of national unity. And so the prospects for a return to peace are dwindling by the day, save intervention of the graceful God, we hope.
The elections had been scheduled for last year. They were postponed by 2 years. Now, given this kind of tension, do you think there's a chance they would be held anytime soon?
Well, if you stack up the priorities that are, or the challenges that are facing the country, the elections doesn't seem to be to spring to the top. Right now, the country is facing serious food deficits, even reaching famine levels. The war that is going on along ethnic lines, the attack by the state on some regions of the country. The economy is tanked. The government institutions have all but collapsed in terms of their ability to deliver services. So I think we would rather be concerned about how the country itself can stand up and remain a country before we think about elections.